Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's January 24th and 25th visit to Vientiane emphasized the deepening ties between the United States and Laos. Secretary Kerry met with Prime Minister Thong Sinn Thammavong to discuss preparations for the U.S.-ASEAN Sunnyland Summit, which will be jointly hosted by the United States and Laos in California in February. This unprecedented gathering, the first hosted by the United States with ASEAN leaders, builds on the deep partnership that the United States has forged with ASEAN since 2009. The Secretary also highlighted the importance the United States places on human rights and basic freedoms, and thanked Prime Minister Thong Sinn for cooperation on a number of issues, including accounting for American personnel missing in Laos and addressing other long-standing impacts of the Indochina War. At the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Secretary Kerry met with Dr. Thong Luen Sisulith, Deputy Prime Minister of Laos, to discuss the full range of bilateral and multilateral issues, including the Laos-ASEAN chairmanship year. They talked about the expanding U.S.-Laos engagement in areas including healthcare, nutrition, education, justice sector reform, and environmental protection, as well as ongoing cooperation to clear unexploded ordnance remaining from the conflicts in Indochina. Secretary Kerry highlighted the U.S. commitment to partnering with Laos to improve nutrition across the country, including through the recently announced construction of the Lao American Nutrition Institute in Vientiane. Following the official meeting, Secretary Kerry visited Pha Phat Luang, the national symbol of Laos, where he learned about Lao history and culture. Secretary Kerry is the first of many high-level visitors from the United States expected to travel to Laos this year, including President Barack Obama, who is planning to visit in September. These historic visits demonstrate a deepening relationship between the United States and Laos.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.